Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to the Wheel Suckers podcast, a platform for the unheard voices in the world of cycling. I'm your captain, Alex. I look after social media marketing and events at Look Mum No Hands, a cycle cafe bar workshop on 49 Old Street, London. We serve coffee, bikes, beer and food. And I'm joined by my stalker.
I'm in the back of the tandem, not cycling. I'm Jenny. I'm the director of the London Bike Kitchen. We are a do-it-together bike workshop located in Hackney. And we teach people how to fix their own bikes through drop-in workshops, classes, and our women and gender variant WAG nights. So, we've got a new sponsor!
Our new sponsor is Katusha.
What is Katusha?
We asked some of our friends to find out.
Can you guess what Katusha is?
Well, if I'm going to be nerdy and think about, like, German and Katusha, maybe they make pen ink refills?
Katusha. Maybe something for climbing stuff? Shoes, I would say?
Yeah, like water boots.
Katusha. I mean, it sounds like something, like, with a boom or related to jumping or popping in some way. What do you think Katusha is?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Guess. Can you guess?
Maybe Japanese food.
You're all wrong. Katusha Sports is an athletic clothing company specializing in premium cycling clothing for pro and everyday riders. They also sponsor the pro cycling team Katusha Alpecin. Some of you may know the silly Alpecin shampoo commercials if you are watching those lycra-clad people on TV. We were approached by Katusha because they wanted to support women's cycling, and what better way to do it than to sponsor our podcast?
We'd like to say a really, really big, big thank you to Katusha for sponsoring us.
Yeah.
It's not about the destination. It's the journey.
I don't think that's their strapline.
No, it's not. I just made one up
but
for
that's
them.
What they meant.
Stay tuned to the end of the show and we'll be giving y'all a discount code.
Do you notice something different about this episode?
That's right, because we're recording in a podcast studio.
In a pod.
We're in a pod in a podcast studio. Yeah. Wardour Studios, located in the phantasmical Fitzrovia, London. They just love recording podcasts. If you've been talking about doing a podcast, stop talking about it and start doing it.
Come on down to Wardour.
Wardour.
One does not simply walk into Wardour Studios.
So on Saturday the 2nd of June, it was Thundercrit. Thundercrit is a fixed crit race held at the Lee Valley Velodrome. And actually in a show, I went with Nelsie, who is a barista and mechanic at Look Mum No Hands, and we watched the race. And on this date, we went and raced and won.
It was her first race.
First race.
Yeah. Like, so I had interviewed her about how she was just getting started. And
now she's gone and done it.
Yeah.
So I've Go recorded Nelsie. A little interview with Nelsie, and we're going to play that for you now.
Hi, friends. I'm in the yard of Look Mum No Hands, and I'm with
Nelsie.
Nelsie is barista and a mechanic and a cyclist.
Yes.
And still doing roller derby?
No, I had to choose one. I tried to do both, and now roller derby is no more. Cycling's just different, you know?
It's better.
Yeah, cycling's totally taken over everything, basically.
Brilliant. So I wanted to share a little story that last year me and Nelsie went to the Thundercrit. It's actually in one of the previous episodes, Wheel Suckers. What's happened now, a year later?
So I had had a few cans of Stella and I was like, Alex, I'm going to do this. I'm going to so do this. So then Alex was like, cool, I'm gonna do a podcast of you, you know, starting your training, starting racing. And I was like, yeah, cool. So what happened was I didn't do any training, any racing. I basically took about a year to think about the prospect of racing. But then end of 2017, I started going to Herne Velodrome and training. And I won a competition about 2 months ago. Julia Elliott set up a competition. So on Instagram, she basically said, post below why you want to be trained up by me, one-on-one coaching for 6 weeks. And I just simply said, yeah, I want to do my first crit and I want it to be Thunder Crit. And I won.
That is
so
amazing.
Yeah, it really was. I didn't expect to, because I wasn't going to apply. I thought, oh, come on, loads of people are applying. But she basically set up a training plan and it's still going on. It finishes next week, but I can just continue to do this, you know, just keep repeating it. I did Thunder Crit. I actually raced it and it was amazing. I was so scared. I was actually really, really, really scared. Like, qualifications were absolutely fine. It was a really nice mix of girls that you were riding with. But there were a few crashes and there was a long delay for me to do the final race. So it was just the anticipation.
Yeah. Really. And what's the sign-up process? Do you just pay?
You pay £30 and you get given your chip, you get given a number, get given like a little patch as well, North London Thunder Crit's little patch.
And what about the bike? You have to provide your own bike?
Yeah. So I got my own track bike about 6 months ago. So I use it on the track. That's the one I was using.
Could you hire one if you didn't have one?
I think that's the problem. So Lee Valley do hire bikes, but those hire bikes are primarily for the velodrome indoors. You can't take them outside.
Yeah,
I think that was the issue last year as well, is that I didn't have a bike and I didn't want to use my commuter bike. So I know I made a lot of excuses, but that I just thought I can't crash my commuter bike because I've got no way of getting to work, right?
Yeah.
So once I had the track bike, I thought, cool, there's no stopping me, really. And yeah, and I did it.
Yeah.
I did it.
How did you find it? Because you couldn't really practice riding with a group, could you?
No, but the thing is, North London Thundercats, they set up 2 training sessions. And they wanted more women to join. So last year, can you remember how many women there were? Roughly, would you say 25 or even that?
Not that many. 20 max, maybe,
yeah.
I would say.
So this year, there was 26, which isn't a lot, unfortunately. They really wanted to have more women. So I think they set up these training sessions just to kind of provide kind of an idea of what the race day would be like. And it was great. You learn how to corner. You learn what the course would be like, which I don't think you get to do with most races until race day. So I did that just once. Did the training with Julia Elliott. Went to Devon. She paid for a train for me to train there. Went around there, little course. But other than that, no. I mean, I ride fixed anyway. So on the streets, I got training with that.
It's not the same though, I don't think.
No, because I've got brakes. You're not allowed brakes.
Yeah, because you can't brake. So you have to kind of steer into the...
You basically have to stop with your feet, your legs, everything. You're braking before you go into the corners to slow down. And you kind of have to time going into the corners. So, qualification. I had like 2 friends and my girlfriend watching. And they even said, your cornering was so bad. Like, I was going in and I literally was just like, I'm going to fall. And then for the final, I managed to kind of get it together and I knew where to turn in. I wasn't so all over the place. I was, yeah.
Because fixed is so tricky going around tight corners.
Yeah.
It's really hard.
And you lean a lot. And I think you do that just to kind of get around the corner quickly. And also, if you've got some people next to you, like, you could be three of you going around a corner.
That's
luckily
insane.
That didn't happen at all. I kind of made sure I was single file going around.
That really scares me, the thought of being in a pack fixed going around a turn.
I know, right? So, I mean, if you watch the men's race, they are insane. Like, they skid stop and they, like, there's the whole bunch of them just going around, and it's surprising why they don't always crash.
Like a shoal of fish. I don't know how they do it.
Yeah.
They all just know. Yeah, what are your takeaways? Like, was there anything you just didn't imagine would happen, or...?
Okay, well, I won.
Yeah, I mean, that's amazing.
So there was an A and a B group, and because of how I qualified for the B group, and the B group was just 5 women.
Okay.
So A group did 20 laps, B group did 8 laps in the final. That was the difference. Yeah, 7 laps in, I ended up just kind of at the front, which I thought was probably the worst place to be because, you know, you just think you're at the front and everyone's going to take over. But I managed to hold it and cross the line first, but by like a tyre width. There's a video footage of it and it's just like, it looks like I gave up at the end as well.
Because we were like, I got this.
No, I wasn't at all, no. This girl, the girl that was following, she's called Sally. She races a Velocipotty and she's amazing. And like you can see it off the bike, she's like really digging deep, and there's me just like strolling across the finish line.
Do, 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 do.
Yeah. And like and another meter or two, and I think she would have had me. But yeah, I didn't expect that at all. And I didn't expect to know so many people. So having, you know, followed Thundercrit last year, or just followed crit racing, customers that come in who also race, you just realise going to one of these events that I know so many people, and it's almost like a big family. And I didn't think I'd have that so soon, you know, getting into racing, but I do, and it's a really nice feeling. You don't feel like I'm doing this on my own kind of thing. Everyone's doing it, so
yeah,
that's really nice.
I wanted to kind of ask, was there any animosity? Some people have touched on it or talked about it. Not that I always want to be posy, but I just...
I didn't feel any of that. I felt really just like... Especially racing with women, I think there's no aggro, there's no like aggression cycling. I think everyone's really respectful. That's what I get anyway.
That's what I imagine, and that's what we saw.
Yeah.
When we were there, and it's really nice community. Everybody's really nice.
Yeah.
And they're all doing it because they love it. They don't really make money from it.
No. Yeah, exactly.
Grassroots.
It's a really well organized event, and I can't wait for next year. Like it's. I don't know how to get more women involved, really. I don't, because I spoke to John Mack, he's like one of the organisers, and he said he doesn't know how to get more women involved. But maybe some of the spectators that watched, because there was a lot of people compared to last year, so maybe somebody might want to join.
You can take courses at the velodrome to go around the track,
yep.
If you've never done that before.
If you do ride fixed, you just need to make sure you've got a brake.
Yeah.
So my track bike doesn't allow for a brake. It's a complete track bike. So I can't really use that to train. I use my commuter bike, which is also fixed.
Yeah.
But yeah, as long as you've got a brake, you can go there and do that.
And I think maybe going around Herne Hill would be useful.
Yeah, definitely.
And practicing with doing that. So it's...
Just riding in a bunch is definitely useful, yeah.
How do you feel now that you've done it?
I want to do it again.
Yeah.
I'm gearing up for Minute Crit, although I've got camping booked that weekend. I don't know how to deal with that. But
you can do both.
I'm totally just like everything's taking over. I'm going to stop working actually.
Yeah,
I'm
and just race full
get
time.
Paid to cycle.
Yeah.
Yay!
Thank you.
Thunder Crit is put on by the North London Thundercat
Black Metal Bicycle Club.
Yes.
Try saying that fast.
You need two people to say
to actually say it. Unlock the word. Yeah, and they actually organise it themselves.
Equal prize money for men and women.
Yeah, and it's a fun community event, so shout out to them. They're doing a good job.
What have you
been up to, Jenny? Because you've been somewhere
riding.
Sunny. Actually, it wasn't sunny, was
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I've got a watch tan. Yeah, check out my watch tan. So I got invited to travel to Osona in Catalonia by...
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare tri-term medical plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Osona Cycling Tours to check out their new package deals that they've got going on. I was invited by Christina and Sandra. They started Osona Cycling Tours. And Christina is a yoga teacher and policewoman who also runs this cycle touring company.
Oh, that's too fucking yeah. Cool.
And Sandra's a nutritionist and also helps run everything. They're so nice. Their English isn't great. Doesn't matter because they love riding and they're out there riding with you. They took us around.
Wow.
Osona is like Girona's cooler little sister. They
you see her around the back smoking a cigarette.
Yeah, like, but she's like,
you shouldn't be doing that, Sharon.
Come on over here. Like, check out these mountains.
Oh, you like mountains, huh? I like them before they were
it
cool.
It was like a long weekend of pain.
Oh no, you're on the pain
like,
train.
Yeah, it was like proper mountain climbing on bicycles. And it was great. It was absolutely gorgeous. Like, perfect weather.
Did you do that thing where, like, my dad likes to go sideways up a hill? Zigzag, yeah. So that it's not
yeah,
so
there
steep?
Were some points when that had to happen. I was only there for 4 days, and we rode 3 of those 4. But it was actually really wonderful. There's, like, nobody out there on the roads, and if there is a car, they just...
Do they give you respect,
Jenny? They give you respect.
Oh, my God.
I was so shocked. I was really happy. It was so nice. And the scenery is, like, I got into Berkeley as a geology student. That was my first love, is rocks. And then consequently decided it wasn't for me. But the rocks out in Osona, I had to keep stopping. I had to keep stopping to take photos of some sweet, sweet rocks. And there's, like, fresh spring water fountains located randomly throughout the mountains. You just stop and, like, fill up your water bottle with, like, water from the mountain.
Whoa.
Like, it was...
And then you get the power of a mountain.
Yeah, I was, like, such a city slicker. Like, I felt so, like, amazed the whole time. Like, everyone was really nice. It's, like, way less touristy than Girona. I used to do loads of backpacking before, like, traveling, and it was always about going to, like, the tiny little hostel in the middle of nowhere so that there's, like, no other English speakers around. And that's basically those feelings all came back. Oh, man, the descents. Fucking love a good descent. Like,
yeah.
That's the only reason why I was like, I'll put up with this climbing, because I know that descent that's coming is going to be ace. Like, it's like being on a roller coaster.
Yeah.
Like, it's so much
it's
fun.
Quite a lot of turns.
It's a lot of turns, and you feel your stomach just, like, drop when you go down, like, a descent with a turn. Like,
wow.
It's so much fun. Love it. No brakes.
I'll break when I'm dead. Literally.
But you can do that over there because there's not that many people on the roads. There's very few cars, and when there are cars, they're really respectful. Would not try that here. We stayed in a converted seminary. It was like an old place where monks got trained, very Catholic. I'm an ex-Catholic, so it was a bit weird. So the second day, I got a sports massage. It's the first time I've ever had a sports massage in my life. And I asked, it was done by a woman named Nuria, who's actually a triathlete as well. I was like, can you do it harder? And she's like, you don't want me to do it harder.
You can't handle the truth.
She was like, you won't be able to walk tomorrow.
Whoa.
And we needed to ride the next day. We're supposed to do a sportive. It was my first sportive. I don't like sportives. It was terrible.
Why?
It was like this mass start, pretty much all dudes, just happened to get put in the front. Mass start. Everyone goes and just goes hell for leather. And I was like a deer in headlights. I was like, what's happening? Like, where are these weird people? Like, close passing me, and I'm like, I don't like this. And so I just pedaled really slow, and, like, my boyfriend, bless him, he, like, hung back with me, even though he's, like, really strong and could have stayed in the front with those dudes. And I was like, fuck this, I don't want to do this, this isn't my cup of tea. The broom wagon passed us, and the first bit of the ride started with a climb, and I was like, I'm gonna enjoy this. I'm fucking Spain. I'm not trying to go the fastest I can go. Like, I want to enjoy these surroundings. And I kept stopping to take photos. And it was still like 85K we did that day. We went to this little village called Alpens in the middle of nowhere. And there's this really great restaurant called La Fonda, run by this guy named Joan. And he speaks English. He'll make whatever you want. There's a menu, but we were like, can we just have pasta with some sauce? And he was like, yep. And it's like huge bowls of pasta. And it's like one of these just like little hole in the wall restaurants, like you would not know. And that's what I love about riding. Like, I don't want to ride in a pack of people to try to like get this fastest time. It's about the journey, not the destination.
Yes, exactly.
You know? And so I turned it into something I loved. And I was really, really happy. I had a really good time. Totally recommend it. It's run by women.
Oh, amazing.
Hi, Editor Alex here. Jenny forgot to introduce. She did a little interview with Christina from Osona Cycling Tours, and we're going to play that for you now.
Hi, my name is Cristina and I'm a passionate cyclist. I'm cycling as much as I can. When my job gives me a break, I take my bike and riding along those on a road. My main job is an officer, and in the afternoons I'm teaching yoga for cyclists. After so many years cycling, I decide to share my passion with other people. Usar on a cycling tour is my dream. We have a fantastic weather, a calm and empty roads, steep climbings, amazing gastronomy, Costa Brava Sea and Pyrenees area. There are many options. We have easy rides, mountain stage, steep climbings, lovely descents. I would like to share what my experience daily with cyclists around the world.
Lookman Johans has opened its summer pop-up.
Yeah.
So if you like drinking craft booze, because it's serving all amazing beers, natural wine.
Yeah, what is this natural wine business?
They're called Vinatoro. They're quite interesting, but they don't do it in bottles. They do it in bags because it's actually more eco-friendly.
Bag wine.
Bag
yes,
wine, baby.
Yes, I knew it was coming.
So yeah, it's way better for the environment. I mean,
totally.
It's funny because it looks cheaper that
yeah,
way.
Yeah, it looks janky.
Yeah, but you can store more, like it's easier
and
to transport.
And it doesn't go off.
Can
I buy said wine?
You can order it online.
I can.
Yeah, they sell it online. They're amazing. Vinatoro. I'll put a link below. Beautiful natural wines.
Love bag
very
wine.
Delicious. Yeah. And you could just hold the bag up. It's easier.
Take a shower.
Yeah.
With wine.
But it's a backpack. It's my preferred method.
And then when you finish it, you blow air into it and it turns into a pillow.
Yeah. Or a buoyancy aid.
Yes.
Depending on where you are. Yeah, the Lookman Johans summer pop-up has amazing beers from Wiper and True, Magic Rock, Colonel, if you're into all that jazz.
Mm.
And then we actually have cocktails on tap.
What?
We're doing porn star martinis and mojitos. I haven't tried them yet, but cocktails on tap, baby.
Okay.
Bims. Loads of booze. And hot dogs. We actually have vegan hot dogs.
Nice.
With vegan buns.
Vegan cheese?
Vegan kimchi.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And we're doing like a New Yorker hot dog. And it's next to London Bridge City Pier. And it's right next to London Bridge. And you can see Tower Bridge.
Mm.
I'll put a link. You have to go to Hayes Galleria.
When's it open? Now?
It's open
can
now.
We go now.
Yeah, it's open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. pretty much every day. It's beautiful down there. It's really great. And also, we'll be screening the Tour de France. We have a big screen that we have down there. So all throughout July, you can watch the Tour de France live and highlights 7 till 8. And then the other fun thing that we're doing there is bicycle life drawing.
Yay! Out in the wild.
Yeah, that's gonna. You won't be naked, obviously, because there's children.
I don't want to scare them. I mean, bib shorts are pretty scary.
Yeah. Drawing a man in bib shorts is a weird thing. So yeah, that's 24th of July. It's going to be in the evening. I'm fingers crossed for good weather or we'll relocate. But it's James who works for Pedal Me. He's a cyclist. He's a good life model. And then it's hosted by Laura, who's an art student / barista at Look Mum No Hands.
Nice so little
It's really
community.
Fun. We've done two so far, and it's like really chilled out, really fun. And you can pay £10 and we sort all the materials for you, or £5 and bring your own.
That's so good. I love that it's catching on.
It's so fun. It's so good. It's so silly. And we use a turbo trainer, so you can do some really good poses.
Nice.
Yeah, that's what I'm excited about. What about you, Jenny? You got classes?
Yeah, we've got some new classes in the works. Our tubeless maintenance class is about to begin. And so if you've got tubeless tires, which are all the rage, but nobody knows anything about taking care of them.
So hot right now.
They're so hot right now. But if something goes wrong.
What the hell are they?
Yes, if something goes wrong, what are you going to do? What is all this goo? How do I clean this out?
So much goo!
Yeah, so we're doing tubeless tire maintenance classes now. Introduction to hydraulic disc brake maintenance is now, I think we sold out for this month, so we're going to be putting on more. We've got Plan Your Next Adventure class coming up. The date is to be confirmed, TBC, but we're going to have Sean coming in to teach people about how to map your route, where to stay, what to pack, answering any questions you may have or fears about getting out there on your own or with a small group and trying to get away from London Or wherever you are. Sorry, that's very London-centric of
that
me.
That was.
I'm sorry, listeners.
When I say London, I mean the world.
Yeah, London is everything. We're looking for a new mechanic.
Are you?
Slash instructor. So if I don't have the job spec sheet up and posted yet, but I'm just throwing that seed out there.
Are you a mechanic? Are you good at teaching?
Yeah. Do you like people? If so, you might be a really good instructor at London Bike Kitchen. We're really looking more for people who are good at teaching. We can always teach you the bike skills that come with it, but we do ask that you've got a City and Guilds or SciTech level 2. So yeah, get in touch if you think this is you. Hey, we've reached the end of the episode.
You deserve a treat for getting to the end of the show.
Here it is.
We have a 10% discount code to use on Katusha Sports website. The code is KFORLBK, and it gets you 10% off your entire order, active until the end of August.
And the website is katusha-sports.com.
If you can't give us your money, give us your stars. We want 5-star ratings on iTunes.
Yeah, squish that like button.
Squish it.
Squish.
And smash that share button. Friends who like podcasts and friends who maybe like cycling, they will like this show. And then if you do that, we'll like you.
But we like you anyways.
Shh. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time.
Bye. Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.